Surprising news from up north, where Republican Congressman Dan Benyshek announced today he will not run for a fourth term. Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark is here. What do we make of this?
Indeed, just as you said, Cindy, very surprising news, particularly because he has already confirmed, or had already confirmed, he was going to run again. This was after Dr. Dan, Dr. Benyshek, as he likes to be called. He had taken a three-term pledge, so he had then backtracked, said indeed he was going to run in 2016, and now reversing that once more, saying he's not going to run. Surprising, I think, many constituents up north who figured he would, who know who he is, and political watchers who took his last statement that he was going to run again as a surprise as well.
What does this mean for the race then?
Well, that's a really good question. And I mean, first off, it is this large area, the entire UP, northern lower Michigan, on national lists of some of the most competitive, as we know, because of gerrymandering and things like that. There are very few, in fact, true competitive districts.
Almost like a jump ball.
Indeed. This seat, however, is on some of those lists. And so now that you don't have an incumbent congressperson running in this seat, it's going to be open a little bit. Now, there are two Democratic candidates that have already announced running in the district. Jerry Cannon, he's a retired military general and former Kalkaska County sheriff. He has actually run against Benyshek before. And also former Michigan Democratic Party chair Lon Johnson, who decided to retire from being chair and throw his name in.
So also already, of Kalkaska.
Also yes. of Kalkaska, where he's living right now. So we already see where the Democrats are going to be, but this is definitely going to open up a big pool of folks on the Republican side.
Then this is a pretty conservative district, but they elected Democrat Bart Stupak for years, didn't they?
It is. And this is one of these interesting things to watch because, yes, we do call it sort of this jump ball and open district, but it is a conservative district. Bart Stupak, though, a Democrat who was elected for many, many terms, but he was conservative. He was a pro-life Democrat. So we'll see how these Democrats who have already announced how they do with a more conservative voting district.
And Congressman Benyshek is not the only one to decide to retire from Congress.
Indeed. Earlier this year, his fellow Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller announced that she is not going to run again. Some speculation, in fact, that she might look to run for something else here in Michigan, possibly even for governor in 2018. And of course, Cindy, this comes from 2014 when we saw a huge number of big stalwarts in Michigan politics. Senator Carl Levin, U.S. Reps John Dingell, Dave Camp, Mike Rogers all retiring. So another big news in terms of Michigan's changes in congressional delegation.
Michigan Radio's political expert and resident political junkie, Zoe Clark. Thanks so much, Zoe.
Thanks, Cindy.